USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House blocking the ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, from giving testimony to House Democrats behind closed doors today as part of the impeachment inquiry. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says it's the Democrats' own fault as they've not been treating witnesses fairly.
That treatment is the reason why the administration, the State Department said we're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment. We were actually looking forward to hearing from Ambassador Sondland. We thought he was going to reinforce exactly what Ambassador Volker told us last week.
Dems want to hear from Sondland, believing he has information about White House efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son. Two suspicious packages near the Supreme Court building this morning turned out to be nothing dangerous, according to Capitol Police. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Acting Customs Chief Mark Morgan says illegal border traffic declined for a fourth consecutive month in September. At a White House briefing, he attributed that decline to more cooperation from Mexico, Guatemala, and El Salvador in limiting the flow of migrants towards the United States. The Dallas judge who ruled over the Amber Geiger murder trial says she stands by her decision to hug the former police officer after she was convicted last week and sentenced for second-degree murder.
I was looking at her, and then my memory said, "Your job is to do justice, to love mercy, and walk humbly. So how can you not hug this lady?"
Geiger has now begun a 10-year prison sentence for the fatal shooting of her neighbor, Botham Jean, who she says she mistakenly shot, thinking she was in her apartment and he was an intruder. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Trump expressing confidence that his supporters still support him, despite the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Democrats issuing subpoenas for documents to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Pentagon. President Trump reacts.
We won on the Mueller scam. That was a whole big deal that lasted for 2.5 years. We had a few days of peace, and then all of a sudden they came up with this one. But I guess it's just part of my life.
At the White House, President Trump calls the proceedings a scam.
This is a scam by the Democrats to try and win an election that they're not going to win in 2020.
And the president says he's confident the American people and those who voted for him back in 2016 see right through this charade.
The people understand it's a scam. They're trying to win an election in 2020 by using impeachment. If you look at that call, perfect call. It's congenial. There was no pressure.
I'm Robin Walensky.
And Jupiter may be the largest planet in the solar system, but Saturn has the most moons. At least as far as we know now, following a discovery by astronomers of 20 previously unknown moons around the ringed planet. They're all small, about 5 kilometers in diameter. But for the record, this find brings the known number of Saturn's moons to 82, beating out Jupiter, which is known to have 79. They're going to hold a public contest to name those new Saturn moons. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.